Extra Extra is not live. Britney Spears the musical is coming to a stage near you. Howard Stern is an angry old man. Rosario Dawson is the first lady we need, and this celebrity couple named their car after this podcast. All this and more with your host Julian Gonzalez and Nicholas Traver. Let's get extra.
Extra, 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 extra.
Hello, welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite podcast. How do I know it's your favorite podcast? Because you tune in once again to listen to me speak. It's your boy, Julian Gonzalez. Follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jules. Again, I need to give a quick shout out to one of my listeners, one of my supporters. They support me in my real day-to-day life. They keep Venmoing me $3.75 to go get an iced coffee to talk to a hot barista. They are just supporting me trying to find love in Hollywood. It's never going to happen, but I have to remain optimistic like them. Shout out to on Instagram at Aiden Layer. You know, my girls, go follow him. He'll maybe follow you back. Y'all could like discuss in the DMs everything you love about my podcast, about me. If you have negative things to say, you could also say it there. Just don't send it my way. I'm only accepting love and positivity in the year 2019. That's it. You guys, today I am joined by car salesperson to the stars. If he knows you, he will sell you a car. You hoes can't even spell $290 a month. Can you pronounce CarPlay? All the way from Pasadena, California, it's Nicholas Traver.
Hey. How's it going, everyone?
Crickets.
Crickets? Oh, you bitch.
Nicholas, thank you. So, can I call you Nick?
You can call me whatever you want, honey. Don't make you holler.
Okay, Nick. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I know you're nervous. I don't know why. We are just friends talking to each other.
Because I've literally had a gallon of cold brew without added water.
That is not a gallon. That is, at best, a tall.
Girl, this is a grande. Ariana Grande.
We don't talk about her. Nick, usually on the podcast, I usually do about like my top five stories a week. And then I do like my five stories that are either too extra or just enough. But this week, like the same as last week and the week before that and every other week in 2019 has been a snooze fest in pop culture. Like nothing is happening. I don't know. People are happy all of a sudden. They're not doing shenanigans. So I'm just going to do my top 10 stories, and I want to know if any of these to you are either too extra, meaning that the person or the situation is just doing way too much, or it's just enough, we want more. Do you understand?
I understand.
First, now everyone knows, if anyone knows me from at least sixth grade until now, you know that my favorite rapper of all time is Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, the one, the only, the legendary Missy Elliott. You know, she gave us Trash Bag Fashions. Okay, so she will be awarded an honorary Doctor of Music degree from the Berklee College of Music. Now, honey, she did not have to pay and bribe for this, honey. They are giving it to her. Now, Missy Elliott will become the first female rapper in history to ever receive an honorary doctorate from this prestigious institution. Thoughts?
You know, I think she's such an icon that that's pretty amazing.
And you got to speak up. Use your diaphragm.
And I'm loving and living for her journey.
Yes. You know, as we know, Missy has a lot.
A lot.
Of. Autoimmune disorders. So she has been sick. That's, yes. She has like lupus. She's a lupus warrior. Yes. And she has some other stuff too. So as we know, that's why she's been, you know, on the back burner, just producing and writing and stuff. But, you know, she's still here. She's still here. And she's getting a doctorate. And she was also inducted into, like, the Hall Writers Wall of Fame. So, this year. So, she is just getting all these awards. And she deserves it. This is just enough. I love Missy Elliott. She can do no wrong. She could hit me with her car and call me a faggot. And that'd be okay.
Oh, girl. Don't ask Lisa Rinna about that.
Nick, you got to bring some... some spice. Come on now. Do you have any thoughts?
Let me take my shirt off.
Yeah.
Okay. There. My titties are out. Everyone, my titties are out right now.
There's a new Britney Spears musical, which we don't want or need, titled Once Upon a More Time. Once Upon a One More Time. And the premise is as follows. Cinderella, Snow White, and the other fairy tale princesses gather for their book club when, oh baby, baby, a rogue fairy godmother drops the feminine mystique into their cloistered laps, spurring a royal revelation. Could there really be more to life than bird-made dresses and true love's kisses? Now, Britney Spears has reportedly been working on this, on developing the show for 3 years.
You know,
this is, hold on, this is too extra. Britney Spears, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with her mind right now. I don't know what this has to do with Britney Spears.
You know, I'm really excited about it. I think this is going to be like, you know, some nostalgic throwback that we need to kind of just like bring everybody's moods up. It seems like everybody's like asleep right now. And we just need like some good like Britney fun to, you know, kick that shit up.
I'm not here for it, Britney. I don't know. I've never known Britney to be a princess, like a Disney princess. She's never been related to that. Like her job has never gotten into that area. So I don't know what this has to do with Britney Spears. Like it's going to be a musical where it's Disney princesses singing her songs.
You got to let her live her life. She's experimenting. She's trying it out.
I want the Britney Spears musical about Britney Spears' life.
Maybe that'll be the second one. What would, if you were doing Britney Spears' musical about her life and you were using her songs, how would it go? What would you do?
Okay, it would first start in a farm in Kentucky or wherever the hell she's from. You know, I know she's from Kentucky. I know she's from a farm. And I want to know about her life as a child on the farm. And the whole musical will only take place on the farm from her childhood before she got famous. Like, I want to know what it was like having, you know, an older brother, whatever his name is. You know, the younger sister, the parents, them trying to get her into show business, having her on Star Watch or whatever that musical competition was, that all the Star Search. That's the musical I want.
I would be down with that. Little farm girl.
Yeah. I want it to be called like, what's that one? It's like, it's that movie. It's like a book. And then now it's like a TV show on Netflix, Anne of Green Gable, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
I want like Britney of Kentucky.
Britney of Kentucky. Oh my God, I just can't even. Like in Brit Indiana. Britney Anna. I can't even.
Britney Anna Jones.
Britney Anna Jones. Oh my God. That's what we need. We need an action adventure thriller.
Yeah.
With Britney being like fabulous.
Yeah. I need Lara Croft the musical, but with Britney Spears.
Yes.
Because that's what Britney Spears gives me is like, I know Christina was a fighter, but like Britney Spears gives me like she's been fighting her whole career.
Did you see the video of Britney Spears as a little kid eating?
No.
Where she's like, I'm so hungry. I'm like a horse.
Oh, her as a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I posted that like a long time ago as a meme on my account.
Oh, my God.
So I eat everything. I eat pizza. I eat ice cream.
After I eat the crawfish, yeah. I had a chicken BLT sandwich, and then I had a pizza.
And then I had an ice cream. Me too.
Yeah, can we just have like a food musical about Britney Spears?
Yeah, that's a food musical. Mm-hmm. But then does she rewrite all her songs to have to be like food puns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would Hit Me Baby One More Time be about?
Like, it would be like the diabetes.
What about Oops, I Did It Again? She ate cheese when she was lactose
intolerant. Yeah.
Yeah. She's, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
Yeah, Oops, I Did It Again. Okay, now here's a story I think you're going to like. Mama June. Now, you know Mama June.
Oh, yeah.
Honey Boo Boo's mom. Oh, and her boyfriend were arrested at an Alabama gas station after someone called to report a domestic incident between the two. Cops busted her for felony possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. And her boyfriend was also arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia, but in addition to domestic violence and harassment. Now, according to the police report, after arriving at the gas station, cops were about to pat down her boyfriend when he told them not to reach us out of his pockets and said, I don't want you to get sticked or nothing. Cops found a needle on him. Mama said she was the owner of the vehicle that they were driving and claimed ownership of everything inside. Inside the car, cops found yet another needle on the driver's floorboard. Police then patted June down and found a glass pipe with white residue inside the pocket of her jogging suit. They also found a green pill bottle containing a white controlled substance in the glove compartment. Mama June said the white substance was crack cocaine.
Oh my God. You know what?
That's how she stays this skinny. Yeah,
she's, you know, Jenny Craig didn't work, so now she's going to be a crack whore. Like,
I love this story. To me, this is just enough because it's like, what else do we expect Mama June? Because isn't this the boyfriend that's like also like an alleged pedophile?
What? I don't know.
She was dating some man that was an alleged pedophile.
Oh boy.
And bringing him around little honey boo boo, who recently said she said she has a lot of people sliding to her DMs. I'm like, honey boo boo, you are 13.
She got people, speaking of 13, the other day I was at Cactus Taqueria on Tujunga, and there was a 13-year-old girl wearing a crop top with cleavage.
How do you know she was 13?
She was 13. I was like, who is this 13-year-old, like, hooker lookalike of Studio City? Where is her mother?
That's how they dress?
I can't even.
That's how they dress?
I can't even.
Feminism 2020? I'm honestly, like, I'm just like, where is... What's the dad's name of Honey Boo Boo? Bear?
Yeah, I think so.
Where is this man? He needs to go save. Where is the sister, Pumpkin and Chai Latte? Like, they need to, like, protect Honey Boo Boo at all costs. She is a national treasure.
Oh, my God. Her curls.
Oh, my God. Her rolls, her curls, her smile.
Smiles for miles. That family is a mess.
It's a mess. You know, you could take the cracker out of the South, but you can't take the South out of the cracker.
You also can't take the crack.
Yeah, let me tell you, like...
You'll just be left with...
Mama June, you are basically a stereotype. This is so sad. Like, she couldn't do any other drug. She had to do crack. Mama June, you couldn't do mushrooms or something.
Yeah, what if she's, like, ayahuasca?
Heroin. Like, she really had to do crack. That's, like, a white people drug. A white
heroin
trash.
Heroin is expensive, I think.
I know, but she has that TLC money.
TLC doesn't pay anything.
Residuals.
They give you, like, $12.
And food stamps. That EBT. You know, they accept EBT at like everywhere now. So
yeah, they do.
You could use EBT at, I think you could use it at like a Chanel.
No, you cannot use EBT at Chanel. Can you imagine? Hi, I'm not going to eat this week, but please give me some Hydra Beauty foundation.
Now, did you know when we went and got those samples, I've never used them.
You've never used, oh my God.
They're still right there on my counter.
Go get, put them on right now.
I forgot which one was which.
Just, it doesn't matter.
Isn't one like a face wash?
No, they're all like lotions.
Oh. Everyone who knows Wendy Williams knows that she idolizes two people, Oprah and Howard Stern. So imagine my surprise when Howard came out of the side of his neck for Wendy Williams this week. Okay, now it all started when Wendy insinuated that Hollywood has changed Howard when talking about his new book. Quote, "You started like me, being of the people, but at some point you sat behind the microphone for too long and now you are the people. It hurts." Well, this bland comment really did not sit well with this old white man. So on his radio show this week, he said, quote, "Jealous bitch. You are nobody to me. You'll never be me, Wendy. You'll never be me. You can pretend to be me. You can pretend to be like me, but you're not. You don't have my wit and you don't have my talent. You couldn't have that career. You're a fly. What evidence do you have that I'm Hollywood, honey?" Oh, he is a homosexual now using honey. Yeah, "I grew up a scumbag and I'm still treated like a scumbag. What? Because I found success now in Hollywood? What? Because I know Jimmy Kimmel? Who am I hanging out with? She doesn't know who I'm hanging out with. She doesn't know what I do in this world. She doesn't know who the fuck who I'm fucking with." Oh, he snapped. He has snapped.
No. I think he wants her. I think he's... It's like when kindergartners, you know, when they're mean to each other.
Yeah.
They have a crush.
Yeah.
I think he needs to ask
You gotta
her out.
Speak into this mic. These listeners are not gonna know anything you're saying.
He's gotta ask her out, you know?
Like, let me tell you. What's his wife, Mary Beth? She's a white girl that's, like, really pretty. Like, she's too pretty to be dating him. I'm like, girl... one day I need to find someone like that that will date me.
a pretty white girl? I'm sure we can find one. Let's go on Tinder.
It doesn't work. Anyways, this is too extra. Like, I don't know why he's coming for Wendy like that. Like, she just got back after a 3-month hiatus of being sick, or allegedly. So it's like, why is he so pressed? Like, she didn't really say anything about it. She said, "You're Hollywood." Okay. She could have called you a white supremacist. That would have been worse.
Oh, my God.
But you know what I mean?
I think, like,
there's worse. Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely
This
wants
is too extra. He's like, she would never.
And, like, back
Yeah. And she would never, like, she would never get with Scumbag, okay? She's too classy.
She knows all about the tea that would come.
You got to speak into the mic.
You got to just turn up the gain.
I don't know what that means. Don't touch nothing. I've literally took this out of the box 3 years ago, never touched it. Girl, I just project so people can hear me.
A.
Okay. Ooh, everyone knows I love Rosario Dawson because she is Latina, I think. I know she's a lot of mixed things, but I know she's part Latina. Okay. And so could Rosario Dawson be the next first lady? Well, Rosario Dawson did confirm that she is dating 2020 presidential campaign. Candidate Cory Booker. Now, I don't know who this man is, but allegedly he is running for office in 2020. Quote, I am just grateful to be with someone that I respect and love and admire so much, who is so brilliant and kind and caring and loving. This is beautiful. This is what we need. She will be probably like the first non-white person to be in office as a first lady if, you know, he does win, you know. So kudos to her.
You know, I just think she has like the look. She has what it takes. She could just be such like a new icon that like, we need. And she wouldn't do any like fucking red Christmas trees or anything.
Yeah, no, she would just, she would just be like
classy.
Classy. I love Rosario Dawson. First of all, gorgeous. Okay, honey, cheekbones for days.
Seriously, beautiful.
Brow bones.
Any hair.
Hair.
Everything.
Thick hair. She has that Native American hair. Beautiful. That smile is everything. See, that's Cory Booker. I don't know who he is. God. They make a gorgeous couple. As we know, she did adopt a 12-year-old, so she already has a child. She doesn't need any more, but they will give us beautiful children. She was in Rent. I've never seen Rent, but she was in it. It's allegedly a big hit. Or was that Zoe Saldana? I don't know. She was in Rent, I think.
She's stunning. We need her.
I love her. This is just enough. Like, I love that she found love. I love when people are happy. You know what I mean? Because I live vicariously through other people. So this is just enough. Thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I think it's absolutely just enough. I mean, I'm so excited. It's like...
You look excited.
I'm thrilled, you guys.
Tabloids are reporting that El Gaga was overheard at an Oscar party saying that she was expecting, but wouldn't reveal the identity of the dad. As we know, Gaga just split from her fiance Christian, but has also been rumored to be in love with the married Bradley Cooper. Now, Gaga responded to the rumors tweeting, rumors I'm pregnant. Yeah, I'm pregnant with LG6.
Oh my God. If she was pregnant and she had like a little monster, I would just die.
Let me tell you, I do not want to see Lady Gaga as a mother.
You don't want to see her as a mother? Why?
No, it ruins the fantasy.
What fantasy?
I don't know. She's going to be like Madonna if she's a child. I don't want her having children until she's retired from being a performer. Here's the thing. Everyone keeps saying LG6. What was LG5? Because I only know 4 albums. The Fame, Born This Way, Art Pop, and then Joanne. Where is album number 5? Because she called Joanne LG5. So are we considering The Fame Monster her second album? Or are we considering her duet with Tony Bennett her like 4th album? See, I'm so confused because to me, she only has 4 albums, you know, in canon. The rest, I don't know about. Because to me, The Fame and The Fame Monster are one album. You can't tell me that's 2 different albums. You can't. It's just not going to happen. And her little compilation with Tony Bennett doesn't count. Sorry.
They're there.
Okay, so look, one.
One.
Which is also one, because that's The Fame and The Fame Monster.
No, they have different songs on them.
Yeah, but she re-released The Fame Monster with the whole Fame plus the additional songs.
Yeah, that's but the like, additional songs is like the, it's like an appendage. It's like.
It's still one album. That's like Beyonce doing Beyonce and then releasing Beyonce with extra tracks. You can't tell me that it's 2 different albums. You won't do it. It's not going to happen. So Lady Gaga, we need to fix this. It's hashtag LG5. Plus, I never even listened to Joanne. So it's really LG4.
For you, it's LG4 for you, but this is not Julian's world. It's Lady Gaga's world. And if she had a baby with Bradley Cooper, like scandal aside.
Yeah.
Like
she'd be like the next January Jones.
No, it would be the most beautiful baby in the entire world.
I don't know. Because it would be a girl looking like Bradley Cooper, but with a big ass Lady Gaga nose.
No, it's going to have like the
sharp alien cheekbones she had from Born This Way.
Yeah, she's going to be stunning. Like she's going to be the next like icon. She or he. I mean, honestly.
As we know, it's going to be non-binary if it's Lady Gaga's child. Lady Gaga's going to be like, my child's not binary, Born This Way.
I just hope that she doesn't like name her kid like pasta or like
no,
something.
She's going to name it like freedom or something or like equality.
don't know. I feel like she'd pick like...
I think
like
she would name it like Monster Germanata.
Like a plant name. Like something...
Baby's breath.
No, like
algae.
You know, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I think she should name her her baby...
What should she name her baby?
I think she should name her baby Pasta alla Vacca Germanata or something from her... Something from her parents' restaurant, like a dish on her parents' restaurant. We know she's going to name her fucking baby Joanne after her aunt that died from lupus.
Yeah, see, that's...
She'd be like, Joanne Germanata 2.
Joanna.
Oh, Joanna. Joanna Gaines Germanata.
Joanna. Joanna Germanata. That has a nice ring.
It would be Joanna Cooper.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? What would the wife do?
She'd just sit there like, I deserve it, whatever.
Oh, my God. I can't even... Oh my God, you're right. I really gotta like be up in this mic.
You gotta be all up in it, honey.
Hello.
I mean, it's not like new for you to have things in your face. Get up close.
Girl, get out of here.
Sam Smith said in an interview with Captain Save-A-Ho Jamila Jamil that he identifies as non-binary and genderqueer. Quote, I've always had a bit of a war within, don't touch the cord, a war within my body and my mind. I do think like a woman sometimes in my head, and I've sometimes sat down and questioned, do I want to have a sex change? And it's something that I still think about. Maybe I'm not a man. Maybe I'm not a woman. Maybe I'm just me, and maybe that's okay. Well, as we know, Sam is so irrelevant after his split from that hottie from 13 Reasons Why. It's like Sam is really scratching at the bedpost trying to come up with content here. Like, you are not non-binary, honey. You are just not a heartthrob. Like, he needs to stop trying because he will never be that type of girl.
First of all,
he is... not talented. He is not cute. He needs to go back to wherever, you know, Podunk Town in England he's from, and just sit down and live a quiet life. Him and Miss, who's that big bitch from America's Got Talent?
What's her name?
That she had a dream. I dreamed a dream.
Yeah, I know. What is her name?
Him and her. Then she needs to go sit down.
Sit down.
And just never come back.
I don't know. I kind of like this because the fact...
I don't. I'm so over it. People are like, non-binary. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but you got to think about it in terms of like a progressive movement going through the world at this time. Like the fact that people are comfortable to kind of express their femininity and not be full of toxic masculinity is great. I mean, roll your eyes all you want. I think it's very nice.
Maybe that's because you like Sam Smith. I don't know.
Not even.
It's too extra. Honestly, like, you know...
I think it's a move in the right direction, and although I...
But he's the wrong person.
I don't think anybody's the wrong person, but I understand how you could be saying it could be coming from, like, a point of relevance, but I'm not denying what he's feeling.
You are a good person, Nick.
Oh, thank you. You is... What is the quote? You is...
You are what you cannot say that. The Jonas Brothers comeback single Sucker went number one on Billboard's Hot 100. And to mark the occasion, Nick Jonas gave Priyanka Chopra a Maybach, which they aptly named after this podcast. They named the car Extra. Priyanka shared a photo to Instagram with her and Nick posing with champagne and her dog, Diana. Quote, when the hubby goes number one, the wifey gets a Maybach. Introducing Extra Chopra Jones, or Jonas. Ha ha, I love you, baby. Yay, best husband ever.
What I would do for someone to give me a Maybach.
Honestly, what I would do for someone just to give me attention.
Oh, my God. We're going to get you that attention.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Deep breaths. Don't start crying.
It's okay. I cried enough yesterday, so.
You're dehydrated.
I am. Let me tell you. I saw it. First of all, I've been having sinus. I've had like a sinus infection yesterday. It was like a one day thing. Today, I'm getting over it. But my eyes were so puffy and like nasal drip was coming out of my nose and my eye.
It's this fucking wind.
And then I went and saw a movie that just had me. I saw two movies yesterday because I was so bored. But one of the movies just had me bawling because, you know, like if there's a movie that everything has to do with a gay relationship, I just...
Oh, it was that movie you told me about. The about the gay kids in middle school or whatever.
Yeah, oh my God, like, so literally every character, and it's Canadian, you know, every Canadian movie just gets me fucked up because, or any Canadian show, it's like, it was basically like Degrassi, but in a movie form. Oh my God,
fucking Degrassi, I can't even.
Like, it really fucks me up all the time, and I was like sobbing, I was like.
Can you make that a sound bite? Please. I'll use it whenever you text me.
This is just enough. I love that he bought her a car because, as you know, I'm all about spending someone else's money, not your own.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who this woman is until she got with Nick Jonas, but allegedly she's a big deal and she has her own money. So I love that she's using his money, honey. That's feminism 2020.
That is.
And this is just enough that they named it after my podcast. I know it to be true. Not, no one can tell me otherwise.
I just want someone to buy me a Maybach.
Yeah.
I would be so happy.
Well, you got to get onto that Raya or something.
The spa in West Hollywood?
No, Raya is that dating app for like famous people. So you can find like a rich Ooh, man.
Yeah, but I got to get famous first.
Well, you could just pretend you're like a social media Instagrammer.
I suppose. Yeah, I've got my meme account, my Aspire.
That you don't even post to.
I haven't even posted on that in 2 months.
The youngest ever self-made billionaire Kylie Jenner revealed that Stormy picked her own name. Kylie shared this story on her Instagram Live while she was getting her makeup done. Quote, I felt it the whole time. Yeah, I feel like she chose her own name. Pretty much, I looked up names and I saw Storm and I really liked that. But I wanted her to have an IE at the end of her name like me, Kylie and Stormy. So it was that at first. And I would just call her when I was pregnant. I used to call her Stormy when I would talk to her in my belly. And it just always felt right. I had one more name that I liked. I had two names that I honestly liked better than Stormy. But when I had her, I felt like she chose her own name. And I just couldn't imagine any other name other than Stormy. So, yeah.
I mean,
this is just enough. I love like the origin story to her
name. I think it's a little bit too much. Like these names.
Yeah.
I mean,
what else would she name her baby? Like what in the world? Vanessa?
Yes. Vanessa.
Oh, yeah. And the thing was,
got to have an IE.
Yeah, but Stormy's just with an I. There's no E.
Cookie.
Oh, Cookie Webster.
Kylie and Cookie. Yeah.
I like Kylie and Kiki.
Kiki. Oh, my God. It's done. We need to have the name
changed. K-I-K-I-E. She should have done Kylie and Kylie.
Kylie and Kaylee.
Kylie and Cadency.
Oh, my God.
You know that meme, that funny meme where it's like the pregnant white woman with names on the chalkboard and it's all like funky names like Kaylee, but spelled funny. Or
Kaylee.
Because white people are wild.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started.
What's your sister's name?
Jennifer.
Oh, how's it spelled?
It's just spelled like Jennifer.
It's like J-E-N-N-P-H-A-Z-E-R.
Jennifer's sister.
Genesis Earp.
Oh my God.
Finally, to round out this boring ass week of stories.
Yeah, we need some.
Keira Knightley can play music with her teeth.
What the fuck? How? What if she can't?
Yeah, she can't.
Like whistling through them?
No, she went on like Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, one of these late night talk shows, and she can like play music like a piano on her teeth. I think she just taps her nails against her teeth and she's like.
That's so gross. That's like, that reminds me of that woman that was on that show for having, okay, this is
the long nails,
yeah, like, the long ass nails, like that's so
like My Strange Addiction or whatever.
What's the word that I am
cringy
worse,
disgusting
like
yeah, because nails, they be like collecting a lot of dust and dirt, and yeah. That's how you can get, like, if you wipe your ass and then you don't wash but you by mistake got some little poop on your nails.
Oh my God. No. That's so fucking weird. I can't.
So she did from like, she played Despacito, but she said she could play any song.
Oh my God. I bet she just clicked her teeth and they auto-tuned that shit. Yeah. The crowd
she
was
did
probably
like
what?
She went like. I could do In My Head, watch. Not by Ariana Grande, though, by Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
You think they could hear that?
I don't know. I don't see anything on the screen.
I know.
They missed out on our expert rendition. That reminds me of this woman that could play a harmonica with something other than her mouth.
Her booty hole?
The other one.
There's two holes in the booty hole?
I didn't know you were that gay.
Anyways, this has been Extra Extra Podcast. Thank you so much, Nicholas, for coming on. I hope you had a splendid and fabulous time. Nicholas, plug yourself if you want, if you choose to. I don't know if you can, if it's against your company policy.
Like, plug your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. My Instagram is, oh, hey, it's Nick94. Come find me.
Now, Nick never really posts. I mean, he used to do like a little thirst trapping, like when he was younger 2 months ago. But now he's
a little shower trap.
Now he's 24 or whatever, and he's too old for
I am too old for my little thirst traps. You know me.
Like, he used to post a lot about Ariana Grande. He hates her now.
I love her.
How come you don't post about her anymore?
Well, because
you never even addressed, you know, Thank You Next, the album.
That was a good album.
But you never addressed it on your Instagram. You were all about Sweetener, and all of a sudden Thank You Next came out. You didn't say one damn thing about it.
I think I was just shooketh. Just too shooketh.
What's
to post.
Your favorite song on the album? There's only one right answer.
Well, really? What is it?
Imagine.
No, no. Sitting on the court. That ain't the right
I love In My Head. I love Imagine. And then I love what's the song before Fake Smile?
Bloodline.
No, before that one then.
NASA.
I love NASA.
Oh, see, I like Bloodline. I love Fake Smile. I like Ghostin'. Seven Rings.
You like all the slow ones.
Yeah, I think she's got such like a nice voice. Break Up With Your Girlfriend Because I'm Bored is like,
I don't like that song.
It's kind of a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's catchy, but...
It's catchy, but I don't like it because it's like...
It's perpetuating, yeah. Like...
Well, I don't care about that.
I'm gonna steal your boyfriend.
That's fine, and she can, and she will. But I just don't like... Like, I don't like when, like, people just like it because of the name of the song. Like, it's not even that good of a bop, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's just
like... because she gives us, like... See, the thing about I like about, like, Imagine and about In My Head is because she gives us, like, vocal... runs that nobody else can do but Ariana Grande, you know what I mean?
Oh, oops.
Oh, we're gonna get copyright infringement.
Oh, hey. I can't even. No, Fake Smile. I like Fake Smile.
I like Fake Smile.
It's authentic.
Yeah.
It's authentic Italian cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Lean cuisine.
Lean cuisine. It's authentic. What do you think about Ariana Grande being accused of
blackface? She is.
Yeah, I mean,
she is. I mean, honey, I've never seen an Italian this dark.
Seriously, how many times a week do you think she gets a spray?
Three. And I think she gets a bed tan. That's why.
You think she? Oh my God! You think she does? It's so bad for your skin.
I know.
Oh, honey.
And it's like, honey, like she has so many bundles wrapped into her ponytail that's probably yanking her brain cells out. That's why.
Well, you know, after
it's so heavy on her head.
On her show, they made her re-dye her hair every week for the episode. Yeah. They wouldn't let her touch up the roots.
I know.
She had to re-bleach and re-dye red. So her hair was like falling out.
Yeah.
And it was awful. So that's why when she first started becoming famous, she would only do the ponytail.
To hide.
Because it would hide all of it.
Yeah. And you guys speaking to the mic.
It made her famous. But
I know.
I mean, can you imagine having to process your hair every week for years?
It would, yeah, but they insured it. They insured it. Her hair was insured for like $1 million.
Oh, so she got a payout.
Yeah.
Well, that's not that bad. I mean, still. But yeah. All those chemicals. I wonder, you know, I wonder if it gets in your skin. It does.
Probably. Stuff. And here's the thing. Like, why couldn't they just put a wig on her?
Yeah, really,
it didn't make sense.
Why?
Another time.
It. Or why couldn't they do root touch-up?
Yeah.
You know, you can root touch-up. I don't know why they had to process the hair completely every single time.
They could have got her a nice wig front. I mean, a nice lace front with edge control and just glued it down. And it would have looked natural like it was coming out of her fucking head.
Yeah.
But that was a different time. That was like 2009 or something, 2010.
They didn't have the technology.
They didn't know about wigs back then, especially white people. They were like, they did not know about wigs.
A wig?
Yeah.
And now we have wig.
Yeah.
Wig.
Yeah, Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Wig.
But honestly, I'm over Ariana Grande. Like, she can just take a break. She can take a break.
She can take a break. And then what do we have? What are the gays going to have?
Kim Petras. That's all we need. That's all we need in life. Okay?
We need everything.
What else do we need?
I want it. I got it.
What else do we need? Girl.
Are you following Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Not on this podcast. Until next time, follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jewels. Follow the podcast at Two Extra Podcasts. I really don't post anymore that much on there because I just don't have the time, honey. I'm too busy, you know, being depressed. So
being boring,
you know, just sitting at home, sulking in my tears or whatever. But you know, the salt is really good moisturizer for your skin. You know, the salt from your tears.
That's wrong.
You just like dab it into your skin. It gives you that nice like youthful glow.
Uh huh. I wish you the best with your tear moisturizer.
Until next time, bye.
Until next time, bye.
Hey, I'm Steph Garcia, host of That's My Story, Period, a compilation of hilarious stories from people who happen to get a period. We've had stories about losing teeth, tampons on basketball courts, and even a little taste of Hollywood. I also interview some guests to give you, and me, even more menstruation knowledge. So check out That's My Story, Period on Campfire Media and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can have that time of the month all month long.
Campfire.